We are joined now in studio and pleased to be joined with the executive director of Keep North Platte, Lincoln County Beautiful. Mona Anderson is with us. How are you, Mona?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm great.
It's going to be a beautiful day out there.
It's lovely, for sure. So you do this every year. You have this event where you do your downtown cleanup, and this year it is next Tuesday, May 13th.
That's right. We're just encouraging people to come out and kind of join us in cleaning this downtown corridor. I think a lot of people think downtown is just on the bricks, but we cover a really large area all the way from Poplar mm-hmm. Street to Willow Viaduct, and then from 4th Street to Front Street. So it's a really large area that we clean up.
How many, have you figured out about how many square blocks is that?
You know, I'm not sure on the square blocks how big of an area that is. But we usually get, you know, near a ton of litter that is picked up in that area. Yes, we have alleyways that people dump in. And so, and along Front Street, that's always fairly littered. And so we really kind of make a dent in keeping our community clean.
That is amazing. So it's coming up next Tuesday, and Nebraska Land Bank is a big sponsor, I see, you here.
Yes, so groups can, people can come to Nebraska Land Bank, the downtown location, 8:30 a.m. We serve a light breakfast, and volunteers get a T-shirt. So about 9 o'clock, groups break out, and we split off and we go our separate ways. The headquarters moves down to the corner of 5th and Dewey, and people can come and volunteer at any point during the morning. So we're usually done by noon. People can stop down, they can pick up gloves, trash bags, and they can spend 30 minutes picking up litter if they'd like.
So that's basically what it involves. You just invite people to come down, and even if they can do just a part of that time between 9 and noon, just grab a bag and some gloves and go walk around, and whatever is litter, put her in your bag.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. It always kind of feels good for us to give back to the community that gives to us. So I always say sometimes it's a little selfish when I'm out there doing the work that I do, because it makes me feel good. So,
yeah, they're calling this the greatest American cleanup because we have our big 250th celebration as a country.
Yes,
we're coming up next year, so we're trying to spruce things up all around the country. Basically, this is a push, right?
That's right. We're an affiliate of Keep America Beautiful, and so we're joining communities from across the nation in trying to keep our community clean and really get it spruced up for that 250th birthday, which is next year.
Wow, and it's hard to believe. It's just a little over a year away, and it's going to go lickety-split, and we'll be here and celebrating our country's 250th for sure.
Right.
Says here on the release that was sent out, the largest community improvement program kicks off in more than 20,000 communities each spring, so North Platte a part of that. And you were telling me before we started that it's been they've been doing this here in North Platte for about 25 years?
At least 25 years this downtown cleanup has been done. Mm-hmm. So it's really just a legacy of the downtown area and keeping it clean. We want visitors to come to our community. We want businesses to drive through and think that they really want to locate here. So keeping a clean community fosters that development.
It makes a big difference for visitors, because if your first impression is, you know, having litter all over the place, then you're probably, even if you have a good experience going into a business, that litter is going to stick in your mind more than a good experience, probably.
Right. And if you're looking for someplace to move to, you know, a new community that you're looking to move into, and you're visiting there, you really look at the cleanliness of the community.
Yes, you do.
And so we're really wanting to make people aware of that and encourage them to pick up litter if you see it, clean up your properties.
Yeah. How many people are you shooting for to get involved in this cleanup next Tuesday?
So usually we have between 50 and 70 people that come out and help during the day. Like I said, a lot of times we've gone past lunch, but this year we're going to stick to
trying to confine it and
trying
cut
to
off
confine it, yeah. it and be done by noon. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, it's during the workday, and so they don't have a lot of time to get out and about as they're dealing with customers.
They have to take some personal time.
That's
know,
right. That's right.
From their jobs, which I'm sure a lot of people are willing to do that. I see that our beloved mayor, Brandon Kelleher, signed a declaration in March proclaiming support for and participation in the Declaration of Action for the Greatest American Cleanup, and is encouraging everyone to commit to picking up 25 pieces of litter in this effort. When you think about it, wherever you go, and, you know, sometimes while I'm golfing in the afternoon, I'll see a piece of litter, pick it up, you know, just put it in your back pocket, and then later on you'll get reminded it's there and then throw it out, you know. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take a lot, really, and if you commit to doing
really
that over a year, really, I think there's two thoughts to that. Well, I didn't leave it there, so why should it be my responsibility to pick it up? I know that could be a common thought, and sure, person's entitled, you know, they didn't do the litter, so in one respect, it's not their responsibility, but I think from a community aspect, it's all our responsibilities when we see something to take right. care of it. Sure, we didn't do it, but we want our town to be clean, and we want people's impressions to be that it's a clean place to live, right?
That's right. And you know, studies show that places that are littered become more littered, and places that are clean stay clean.
Litter attracts litter, in
litter
other words,
attracts
right?
litter. So
we think it's okay. It's
right.
A place to litter.
So if you see a place that's littered, you think to yourself, okay, I guess I can throw this out here. It yeah. seems to be okay. But if we can clean up those places and keep them clean, it's kind of contagious through our community, and it cleans up the whole community.
I like your quote on this. You were quoted as saying, many people contributing small acts can make a big impact, and that's what it's all about. And like you said, 50 to 70 people are going to collect about a ton of litter
yeah.
this coming Tuesday.
Yeah.
Just think about that.
Another you know. Fact is that if everybody picked up 250 pieces of litter, our world would be litter free until somebody littered again.
Just 250?
250.
Over a year? What, a year?
If we all went out today and picked up 250 okay. pieces of litter, we'd have every piece of litter picked up. So
That is great. We need to get the focus on that. An opportunity to do that. Again, let's go over the details next Tuesday. The day kicks off with breakfast and a short meeting at 8:30 in the morning, sponsored by Nebraska Land Bank at their downtown location. Where is that exactly? Do you know
the downtown location is just... It's just right here downtown.
Okay.
It's just right to the south of the Bricks.
South the Bricks.
And yes, in the Canteen District.
After a light breakfast and then registration, your headquarters for the time of the cleanup will be the corner of 5th and Dewey.
Yes.
And you're going to provide some water and soda
yes.
for people to keep them fueled.
Yes, we will.
They pick up
yes.
the litter.
And when you're done, you also get a little thank you bag. So when you're
like
finished,
a snack bag, right?
Yes. When you're done cleaning up, stop back to the corner of 5th and Dewey, and we'll thank you for your service.
And what T-shirts? Did I read on this
yes,
one?
Yes, T-shirts
too?
Are provided. We uh-huh. do have some T-shirts that Nebraska Land Bank is sponsoring. So. They've always sponsored a T-shirt for the day, and people love them, wear them all year, and we're
Why
excited
not?
That they continue to sponsor that.
You should be proud of being involved in something like this. Anything community-wise, it's I like T-shirts too because it helps you remember usually very good memories,
yes.
doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Every time I put mine on throughout the year, you know, I think, gosh, I really need to go out and pick up a few more pieces of litter. So
it's kind of the kick in the fanny you need, right? To remind you, sure you don't go past litter. They can contact Keep North Platte Lincoln County Beautiful if they'd like more information. 308-534-8100. What's your website?
The website is www.keepnorthplattebeautiful.org.
Keepnorthplattebeautiful.org.
Yes, find us on Facebook.
Okay.
They can call me anytime. I am the only one in the office, so and of course I'm in and out with projects and programs.
Okay.
So if I am not available, they can leave a message and I will get back to them as soon as I possibly can.
And again, we emphasize it's not, you don't have to come for the full 3 hours between 9 and noon next Tuesday. If you only have even just a half an hour, you'll contribute.
Absolutely. Yes. Even if you have just, you know, a little bit of time and you want to grab a trash bag and get out there and pick up,
lead into lunch maybe, like 11 to 12, and just take an extra hour over your lunch. That might be a good idea
to do that as well.
If you can do that. Where is the litter then? Do you have trash cans then to put the litter in?
Yes, we have a roll-off that the city brings down.
Okay.
And so we throw all the litter from downtown in that roll-off. That doesn't mean that people can bring their stuff down and throw it in the roll-off for the day.
It's just litter that's collected during the time.
It's just litter that's collected. We have had in the past where people have brought down their stuff that they need to get rid of and put it in the alley so that we end up picking it up.
Yeah.
We're not encouraging that. So please don't do that.
But. No. We'll call you out if you do that.
That's right.
We'll call you out. Account for your actions.
Right.
Not kosher. Right. For sure. Well, Mona, thanks so much. We were hoping Lori could make it, but evidently she got tied up in some other stuff. So I know she has a business right downtown, too, that kind of interests me since I'm into ice cream a little bit. That's kind of one of my vices.
You know, Double Dips, they do a really fine job down there. So if you're in the area, stop in.
I'm going to check it out for sure sometime. I'm gonna stop and do that. But any other projects you have coming up that you want to kind of give us a heads up on?
You know, we always have something going on. There's always lots of programs and projects that we have going on. This summer we do a kids club, kids academy, take a group of around 10 kids and do a 6-week camp with them, and it's a lot of fun.
We spend
Tuesday afternoons with them, and we focus on recycling, keeping our environment clean, so it's just a lot of fun. We do a lot of reuse art projects with them, and so that's a good time, really just focusing on education during the summer.
I really didn't get tuned into recycling too much until probably about 15, 20 years ago, and I live in Ogallala, and they're big on recycling, have bins around town too. Started doing it, and I feel so much better, because if anything can get a reuse on it, you know, it's not like I'm just throwing it away and, you know, it's going to a landfill. At least when you take it to recycling, it has a good chance of being reused again.
Yes, I always say, you know, we need to figure out how to limit our buying, reuse the stuff that we can, and then recycle what we can't.
Yeah.
So, the last resort, of course, is sending things to the landfill.
Yeah.
I know Keith County, they have Keith County Beautiful.
They do.
Keep Keith County Beautiful. And they're an affiliate of Keep America Beautiful, just as we are. So we have a lot of great programs across the state.
All right. Well, thanks, Mona, for coming in. Mona Anderson, Executive Director of Keep North Platte, Lincoln County Beautiful, has been our guest this morning. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Hope you get an abundance of volunteers next Tuesday.
I do, too. I do, too.